Hello.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, Robert? My name's Andrew. I believe you just got off the phone with someone on my team just a few minutes ago about the new energy program. How are you doing today?
Are you going to call me back with the 878 number?
I'm sorry?
You told me you were going to call me back from the 878 number.
No, I think that's probably her phone number. But my name is Andrew. I'm actually the verification manager here. I'm in charge of basically seeing if you can actually qualify for the program. Did she explain to you at all how the program works just yet or not?
You will take care of everything.
Okay. Well, just to kind of break things down for you, what it is is that right now there's a government-endorsed program that allows you to actually switch over to solar without having to pay anything out of pocket for it.
Oh, yeah. I already went through direction.
You already went through this?
Oh, no. You got to turn me down.
Oh, did they tell you you didn't qualify for this?
Yeah.
And what was the reason why? Was it because of roofing, because of credits?
You got me. I get my credit line didn't come back. You know, I have perfect credit.
Oh, okay, yeah, because they do require a 660 minimum FICO score. Were they not able to approve you based off of that?
All right, 674.
Okay, so then, I mean, you would qualify there. Did they mention anything as far as, like, the roof condition? Have you had any leaks or any damages?
Oh, no, I requested too many panels.
Oh, okay. So you weren't able to get enough panels. Was it because they weren't able to cover all of your energy, or you just wanted more panels?
No, I requested too many panels. Because then I wanted them to pay for the – I wanted the panel like to pay my bill. I wouldn't generate too much energy, as they told me.
Oh, you wouldn't be able to generate enough to cover everything. Is that what they said?
Are you listening to me? I wanted to generate too much energy that the Penelec would cover it, so I could charge Penelec.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. You wanted extra so that you can obviously charge Penelec and they purchase the power from you.
Yeah.
Got it. And when you sat down with a consultant, were they not able to get you more than what you wanted? That's usually not an issue.
Oh, that just turned out to be it wasn't. I don't know how they say it. I wasn't authorized to have more than what I was offered.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make sense. What company did you meet with? Because that typically isn't an issue.
Well, the two of them, two separate companies. I don't remember the names. One was Solar. I don't know.
Okay.
All I know is I talked to two separate ones, and, you know, they wasted my time.
Well, yeah, no, I totally understand. And obviously, if we were to send someone out, I'd want it to be worth your time. And that's why I guess I'm asking these questions, because when it comes to, like, getting more electricity, that's typically never an issue. The only issue that you run into that a lot of times is only if you can't fit, like, more panels on your house. I guess that's my question. Did they tell you that you didn't have enough space to put more so that you can cover more?
My whole roof is open, and it's totally exposed to the sun. And they told me that I can only do seven. But you know, if you calculate the space on my roof, I could have up to 15.
Okay. Interesting. And they just said no. Wow.
Well, no, they wanted me to make payments to them. I didn't want that. I didn't want to have to make payments to them on top of paying Penelec, on top of paying the other guys, the suppliers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, look, what I can tell you is this, is that typically the way it works, and again, maybe it's whoever you sat down with, but the way that it typically works is that obviously most homeowners, when you pay Penelec, right, for energy. But when
yes.
you get solar, the whole idea is so that you can obviously eliminate the bill that you have with Penelec and then swap it for a solar payment, which is typically cheaper because the rate that you pay for electricity is just less.
Well, I just don't use that much energy, I mean, to warrant. I use the air conditioning. During the summer months, I use over 100 kilowatts or wait. My last bill was 389 kilowatts.
Okay. And were they saying that they weren't able to, they would not be able to cover enough to cover that and some?
Oh, no, they just didn't want to do it. They
That
just
doesn't make sense.
they only wanted to put on the what they what the amounts that they would they would the draw the $50 a month $50 a month payment.
Yeah, that's interesting. How long was it, ago was this consultation? You don't mind me asking.
Here.
Oh, okay. Well, that probably makes sense. And again, I don't know if it's the same program, but like I mentioned, the programs that were at least the homeowners that we're helping out right now, it's supposed to cover basically your entire bill. If you want more, that's not an issue whatsoever. You can get more energy if you'd like to, like if you're obviously try to you'd like to sell more back to Penelec.
Yeah,
So yeah,
that was the
I don't see.
whole idea behind it.
Yeah. I mean, that's how, at least that's how I'm aware of how it works and how we've helped homeowners. So it might have been a different program, or maybe you sat down with the wrong person that didn't really know what he was talking about. But that is how it works. So if that is what you've been looking for, I think this is probably gonna be something that would work for you. Now, I guess, and that was the reason for my call, right? Is just what I do is I just verify if you're a good fit. But then secondly, I just have an energy consultant stop by and literally break it down for you and show you how they're able to do all this for you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Before you come out here, just Google my house. I'll look at the roof that I have, and you tell me whether it's gonna be worth your time coming out.
Well, I'm looking at it for you right now. So that's basically what I do. So the main thing is that you clearly have space to fit panels there, right? I mean, you have the front of your home, you have three big faces to place panels on your home, which again, from what I'm seeing here, you shouldn't have an issue with putting enough panels on your roof to cover the energy that you have. The big
Right.
thing is obviously how much energy you want more. That's something that the energy consultant can obviously break
Oh,
down with you, right?
and I needed power out there to my garage. I didn't want to do that.
You said that you wanted to power the garage as well? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, well, the way that the power works is obviously your garage is also connected to your main electrical panel, so it would power that as well. Anything that's connected to your main electrical panel will be covered.
Okay, and
So
what is
yeah. So again, and that's what you'd want to kind of show the consultant, because you're going to want to show them how much energy you're using with the bill. And obviously just let them know, obviously this is going to be covering my garage, my home, and then I want to do extra because I want to be able to sell back to Duquesne Light. That's not an issue. So, I mean, I'm just curious, like if you had some time, it's usually about a 30-minute consultation. You've been through it, I'm sure, but obviously I think it was about a year ago, right? So things have changed since then. Would you have like preferably like our mornings or afternoons usually better for you?
Well, now that it, you're going to have to wait till after the heat wave is gone, but afternoons would be easier, or early evening.
Okay, let me just check the schedule here. I do have some consultants literally in Johnstown this week.
Going to happen
You
this
said in.
week. That's going to happen this week.
Okay.
We're looking at 90-degree days every day this week.
Okay, so let me see if I have something for next week. Would Monday this next week work? I'll check in with the team right now, but would Monday this next week work?
No, anytime after Tuesday.
Okay, and
I'd
what time would work best?
say after 3.
Okay, so let me would you prefer 4 or 5 p.m. just to be safe?
It'll work.
Okay,
Work. That's better.
I'll put it down for 5. That way at least we know that there's a you have a little gap if you have work or whatnot. What I'll do is I'll go ahead and I'll set you up for Tuesday. I'll just talk to the team, just make sure they can get at least one consultant out to you. I'll send you over a confirmation text right now. And then if you can just one thing, and I'm sure again, like you've been through it, is either send me a picture of the utility bill, just the bar graph,
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
or you can have it ready for the consultation
I'll show it to you in if you're when you
in
when you've
person.
got it pulled up.
Yeah, either one is fine.
Not
Yeah.
gonna take the ticket over online.
Yeah, not a problem. Again, so long as you have it for the meeting, they will need that. That's all I'm trying to emphasize.
All right.
All right, Robert. So I'll go ahead and set you up for next Tuesday, and this is going to be for 5 p.m.
All right.
You just give me a favor.
Okay. Now, what am I looking at? Am I going to be paying just to you, just to your company, or am I going to be paying the Penelec and to you?
No. So you'd just be paying the solar company's payment. It's a solar payment, right? And the whole idea is to eliminate the bill you have right now with Penelec, and then you swap it for that cheaper solar bill. Now, obviously, if you're going to be selling anything back to Duquesne, then that's obviously that's extra, right? That's the extra energy that you're looking for.
Yeah. Are they going to be able to hook up for the so I can do that, so I can sell it back to them?
Yeah. That's what's called net metering, right? So basically, once you actually get the system on and activated, Duquesne Light then activates what's called net metering, and that basically allows you to sell back energy back to them. And the energy consultant will break that down for you. And again, I think this is why I'm pretty sure the other consultations that you had, they didn't know what they were talking about, because that is basically what's called net metering. Anything that you want to sell back to them, you definitely can. That's part of their program with solar. Once you activate that, then you actually are able to sell excess energy to Duquesne Light. They'll purchase it from you.
All right. And how big are your panels?
There's different sizes. Again, that's more of a consultant question. But there's different sizes. There's 380s, 440s, 400s. You can choose from whichever you prefer.
All right. Well, then schedule me out.
Robert. I'll schedule you in, and then I'll send you a reminder text probably the day before or the morning of, just to remind you. But hopefully this time around they can help you out with what you're looking for. I'm pretty confident they will, based on what you've told me.
All right, fair enough.
All right, Robert. Great talking to you. You have a good day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.